The Hemshech, in continuation to the earlier installments in regards to the topic of Golos, we continue now with installment number 3, discussing an unusual Sicha of the Rebbe, given on the 15th of Shvat, Tov Shin Lamed Tes, 1979. This Sicha was translated at that time by Sichas in English, and the translator added a note as an introduction to this Sicha. A number of times in the middle of the Sicha, the Rebbe cried. He spoke in an unusual tone, interspersing his intellectual analysis with expressions of overwhelming emotion. People have asked, why hold a Fabrengen a Chamisha Sobishvat? To answer this, we must realize that more darkness has come into the world. We cannot stand still without adding new light. This service that was sufficient for a generation ago or even a year ago is no longer adequate. Since there has been an increase in darkness, we must work to bring about an increase in light. And the Rebbe continues, many Yidden have become sad. They are tired of Golos and its hardships. They are tired of endlessly waiting for Mashiach. They ask, how long do we have to wait? Even in the times of the Navi Yeshaya, Am Yisrael were asking when, how much longer must we wait? In the previous generation, as well, even before the times of persecution, we cried out, until when? And as the expression is in the prophet, the summer has passed, the harvest has ended, and still we have not been saved. And the Rebbe continues, especially now, after having ended all the trials of Golos, the question, how much longer, pierces the heart of the heavens. And we see that even though we cry out and ask, Hashem is silent. The Maggid of Mezrich explained this silence with a parable. A father had a son. When the son grew older, the father hid from him, not because he wanted to be separated from him, but because he wanted to make his son appreciate their relationship more. However, the son did not understand. All he knew was that he could not find his father. Likewise, we ask, Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu, is Hashem in our midst? We know that Hashem exists, that he is the master of the universe. We will even go further and admit that Hashem created the world, something from nothing, and creates it at every moment. We do not doubt that creation originates from transcendent levels of godliness. We only want to know, is Hashem in our midst? After all, we have seen no wonders, and none of us know how long our enemies will continue to insult. It is not hard to reach the conclusion that Hashem has abandoned the world. The Rebbe is expressing the expression of Yidden in times of trouble. At this point, this son has stopped looking for his father. This, the Rebbe's voice choked with tears, is the real start of Golos. As long as the son was searching for his father, the Golos was not real. On the contrary, he was at the approach to the Gula. The son was looking for the father. That is all he cared about, and all his efforts were channeled in that direction. But when the son stops looking, either because he does not know any better, or because he has simply given up, then his father really is hidden from him. The Baal Shem Tev, and the Rebbe again, his voice choked from tears, explained that this is a twofold kind of hiding. First, the godliness is hidden from men. And second, the concealment itself is hidden. Which means that a person no longer realizes that Hashem is hidden. He no longer thinks about Hashem at all. What does he think about? The world. It is true, he thought about it in a kosher manner, so he learns Torah. But why does he learn Torah? Only because he knows he should. He has forgotten about Hashem, the Nesan HaTorah. The same is true of business. He's honest, but still, he credits himself for his success. He forgets that his good fortune is dependent on Hashem. And if you ask him, what about Hashem? He answers, do not bring your demands to me. Take them to Hashem himself. After all, how long must we wait? And in this sentence, the Rebbe was choking from tears. True, the father has to hide from the son so that the son will look for him with a greater thirst and desire. But must he throw his son into a twofold darkness? Cheshach kofelim chupel, which is the original expression of our Chazal. Our spiritual levels have decreased. We do not have the powers of our ancestors. As the Gemara says, if the previous generation are considered as men, we are considered as donkeys. And yet, Hashem still demands that we continue searching. And we have searched. Sunday we searched. Monday we searched. And at this point, the Rebbe threw his head, leaned back, and after placing his hand on his forehead for a short time, the Rebbe continued speaking. And the Rebbe said the following. When you look into the Torah, you find a clear statement. The Talmud openly declares all the appointed times for Mashiach's arrival have passed. And now it is dependent only on Tshuva, which this is the expression in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kolo Kol Akitzin, Veina Dovar Toli Ela B'Tshuva. And the Yidden have already done Tshuva. The Gemara says that even a fleeting thought of Tshuva is enough to make a person a Tzaddik Gomer, a complete righteous person. And today, every Yid has had more than one fleeting thought of Tshuva, particularly after the horror of the Holocaust. May such trouble never arise again. We saw and witnessed with our own eyes, and we remember now as well. Having lived through such a catastrophe, it is impossible for a Yid not to have felt fleeting thought of tshuva. And still Mashiach has not come. Given this situation, how can you ask, why does he not wait for Mashiach? What is to be expected from him? He is only a limited being. Furthermore, his limitations were created by Hashem himself. How can you ask why he does not think about the Gula? He does. He waits for Mashiach and each day looks forward to his coming. Is he to stand at every moment hoping and waiting? That is impossible. And Hashem cannot demand that. Hashem only demands a service which a Yid can perform. Such a service is beyond our capacities. Hashem did not give us such powers. How can he demand such a service? Therefore, it is necessary to try to add light and joy by making a fabrengen. Thus, happiness will break down fences, including the fences of darkness and hiddenness that have covered the world. Umesaimim b'teiv.